Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
1380 WALK News and Talk. I want you to applaud Mr. Reginald Glover, the owner, co-owner of Grits and Eggs. Give him a great hand. Man, how you doing over there?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm going to clap for Reginald, too, but you know, Reginald. Mike.
Mike, where did Reginald come from?
I don't know.
I told that guy. I was taking my thing.
I said Reginald.
I'm sorry, man. I got caught over Reggie Jackson. I started thinking about New York and Reginald. You know, y'all both phenomenal.
Yeah, Mike
Glover.
Hit some home runs.
Mike Glover doing that. So, man, thank you, Glover, for coming on in. And Grits and Egg, I know the chef will be pulling on in a minute. But I just want to just applaud you for your tenacity, your resilience, and what you've done to really, really make it happen in the restaurant business and really do some great things in our community. And I wanted to get that little bio in before we come back off the radio break to let folks know you got somebody in here who is going to talk to you about not only his restaurant, but the entrepreneur experience on why the ups and downs and all arounds on you can still do it. You can make a difference. You can own your own restaurant. You can own your own business. And you're going to hear from someone who's at his restaurant. He's there. He's in the mix, making things happen. So I want y'all to come on back to Real Life with LJ. We got the Grits and Eggs owner, Michael Glover's in the house. Come on back, you all. Y'all. Oh, we talking grits and eggs now. Come on, y'all.
Playing in a rock and roll band.
All right.
Never had no problems, yeah.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Welcome back to LJ, Real Life with LJ. Turn over to Dr. T. We got grits and eggs. Mike Glover is in the house.
Yes, man. We're excited about Mike. I was telling Mike when he walked in, I said, Mike, you came without the beignets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The beignets at Grits and Eggs, let me just start off, are sanctified and holy. But I want to just have Mike tell the listeners a little bit about you and your entrepreneurial journey, because you know food and you know restaurant and business operations. But talk to the people about your entrepreneurial journey and your pivots.
Okay, first of all, good morning and thank both of you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Thank y'all both. And my journey starts in, I'm from Harlem in the South Bronx. Mm-hmm. I've been in the food business 42 years. I started at McDonald's at 17 years old. And it was a time where McDonald's was building soldiers, not robots. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were trying to get done today, that's when they were doing it. If you applied yourself, you know, coming from Harlem in the South Bronx, and back in the, I'm a 60s baby. So you had to be making a decision which way you were going to go. And it kind of saved my life, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was a gentleman that had 18 locations, and his name was John Cornbliff. 18 locations and went from 18 to 42 stores. He was the biggest franchisee for McDonald's in that time between 1977 and 87. Well, it set a stage for me, and it gave me a way out of New York. And I got to Atlanta in 87. Now, in New York, they were teaching us how to survive, not how to be successful. You know, that was like the number one thing is to survive in New York, you know. And I visited Atlanta. I saw so many black successful people either trying, failing, or succeeding. You know, it's just what the effort was there.
Yeah.
You know, so I made this my home. I didn't know anybody here, but I looked in the Constitution at that time, and I took a vacation here. And I knew where I saw the M's at, the McDonald M's at. I had a job. Well, that's when I made a phone call, and Mac Wilbon picked the phone up. Mac Wilbon gave me my first opportunity here in Atlanta. He said if I came back, he'd give me a job, and I came back. And Columbia and Glenwood was the first McDonald's restaurant here in Atlanta.
District
y'all remember
three.
That?
That's my area.
Yep, across the street from Supreme Fish Delight back in 1987. Well, in 1990, I heard a gentleman was coming into town to bring a concept in called Checkers. Now, Checkers was a double drive-through at that time. It just started. It was a quarter pound of fries and a shake. And the gentleman's name was LeVan Hawkins.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, there's no dining room. I'm going to kill it, you know?
That's right.
So this gentleman took me from the sandwich board to the executive board. All I did was operations with LeVan, you know? He changed the way black people do business in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. But he allowed me to dream with him. Mm-hmm. So he took me from the sandwich board to the executive board. And I became vice president of Checkers with LeVan Hawkins. We built 33 stores in 36 months.
Wow.
It was a prefab building. That's how we were able to do it. So we had one cooking, one looking, and one booking. Between Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, and Baltimore.
Mm.
You know, so he opened up my eyes. And he sent me to Chicago to look at a concept called Nancy's Chicago Pizza. I went there and I trained. I got all the information for him, but I fell in love with it.
Mm.
You know, I slipped the cat $20,000, asked for the franchise, and told him I'd be back in 6 months. He took the money, and in 6 months, I was headed here to Atlanta
in
2000 to start Nancy's Pizza on Penn Street, across from the Spaghetti Factory back in the day.
Mm.
Used to be two groovy hair salon, Barazzo, myself, right across the street from Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, yeah.
1,400 square foot place. I started serving Chicago deep dish pizza. And that's the first time you would hear about barbecue chicken pizza or buffalo chicken pizza. You understand?
Right, right.
And I did that for 20 years, but that was quite an experience because I learned how to be a businessman with that, you know? It gave me an opportunity. And let me start by saying my spirituality started to develop.
Mm.
You understand? I had seeds planted early in life, but they were being watered here in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta has that, a friend of mine told me, this is that Jerusalem dirt.
Mm.
You know, you plant the right seed here and you get the right encouragement, which we consider water, you know, it will grow. You know, so for 17 years, and Diary, you know this, I got my employment from a female prison. This allowed me to diverse my business, percentage Caucasian, African-American, but I was able to transition 1,000 women back to society through this pizzeria in 17 years.
Wow, 1,000 women.
Over 1,000.
And that was, we call it reentry now, but right. You were doing it before.
That's right, second chance initiative. And it moved me, really did. You know, I knew somebody else was in charge of what I was doing because I couldn't have thought about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had doctors, lawyers, anybody that had made a mistake regardless to what it was. At that time, I was taking 6 days off their 7 day sentence. They was not in jail again a day of their birthday or holiday or day before I had them out. And that, it gave me a chance to help people pick their head back up and get ready back for society. It was a beautiful thing. So they moved the business with me, and I got to give them a lot of credit for that. You know, it's God first, but my exit from that was to always do breakfast.
Mm.
You know? So it's just four things I've done in life, but this fourth thing I'm doing right now was breakfast. Breakfast is a concept where, you know, I told my wife I'd be home before 5 o'clock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I still get the job done.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
It's the best food course in the game. And I had an opportunity to sell my business right before the pandemic. So I sold the business September 2019, and the pandemic hit the next year. Me and the wife got sick. We packed it up, went to Detroit. My mother-in-law is 94 years old today, but we all went up there to make sure we was going to be going down together, you know?
Right, right.
And we stood up together. You feel me?
Yeah, so, I got you.
So, you know, coming back to Atlanta, I was able to run into a real estate lady who introduced me. I already knew these brothers, but they wanted to go into a restaurant business, so they were looking to invest, named Joe and Tony. They're from Nigeria. So I told them about a concept, and they was thinking about the same thing at the same time. So they happened to back me, and we decided to do four locations here in Georgia. Now, I got to tell you, the gentleman that's on his way here, Chef, I met Chef when I was consulting for a cat on Peachtree Road, and I was walking out from the last day, and I saw him getting out of the car with his wife and his granddaughter. And I said to my man, do you play football? He says, no, I'm a chef. I said, well, I got keys to a restaurant. You want to see it? He said, yeah, I just want to check this place out I've been hearing about. Let me eat first. This man followed me all the way up to the restaurant in Vinings. That's our first location.
Wow. Oh, yeah. In. That's where we went.
Yep. And he said, if you're going to have grits as the first name for your restaurant, you got to have some of the best grits. I'm going to cook you some grits tomorrow. Right? So I said, my man, you know, he said, well, I'm going to cook. But he's from Harlem, too.
Yeah.
So we had a great conversation. He's a younger cat, you know. So I said, you know, I'm going to look out for this dude if he's looking out for me.
Right.
He came the next day and started cooking. And next thing you know, I was open for a month, and his food was on our table.
Wow.
So I went to my partners, and I said, listen, something special about this guy. We got to do something for him. You know? They said, well, how much you want to give him? I said, nah, we don't want to be in that league of dangling carrots in front of people.
Right.
We eat, he eat.
Right. That's what it's about.
So we got some percentages from each other, and we went to him and made him a partner.
Wow.
And that's so awesome. He went from an executive chef to a partner in a five-store business, you know?
Y'all just met on the street.
It's met on the street. That's God.
Isn't that
God.
Something?
Yeah, that's God.
That connection.
Miracle Monday.
Yeah. Yes.
Miracle Monday.
When our listeners hear that God connected, I mean, that was a God connection.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife.
For sure.
And my wife told me, she said that I want you to read on something that I think you're doing and embarking on, you know? And she told me about Matthews and being a steward, you know, so I immediately took owner off my card after I read a little of it.
Yeah.
And I put my life behind practicing on being a steward.
Yeah.
This is God's property. I just want to manage it.
Yeah.
If our job is to get food, clothing, and shelter for people, then that's what I'm doing. That's how I look at it, you know. So.
Wow, and you a social entrepreneur, too, when you took those women that was in jail or prison, and you gave them an opportunity, and you were doing that way before you didn't have no frame and how that you just knew that was your calling, and it led to all the things you're doing. That's why I want you all to listen to our 1380 News and Talk. This man, what I call Michael Glover, he's the owner now. He's the steward. I'm gonna change that time that
Thank you.
Title.
Thank you.
He's a steward of grits and eggs and what it's all about and just making things happen in our community. And this is part of just letting you know, you all can do it too. This is not something that can just come out. He dreamed, he came, and he put God first, and now look what he's doing. And so when we get back, we're going to add one of his other partners that's going to be part of this, the chef, and they're going to come in and talk about the grits and egg concept, the food, and what they're doing. I mean, it's an experience. So you tune in.
Them beignets.
Them beignets. Oh, yeah. 1380 News and Talk with Real Life with LJ. Come on back, y'all. All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the community. I got to also plug my social media. I'm Larry Johnson Official, Instagram. Go on and get in there. Become a part of our community that's all around the country. Make it a difference. We got a great speaker. We got a great listener coming in. Omari from Atlanta. Come on in. And good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm at peace.
Good.
Excuse me. I wasn't sure what today's conversation was supposed to be about, but my concern is Biden's trip to Africa, because he's talking about laying a railway instead of building refineries. And I was wondering if this is what the conversation can include today, what you think about what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. This is, the part of it is, I think, laying the railways and all those things, and see the Biden administration is about to go out of office. So you got to make sure it's sustainable. Who will sustain those type of relationships? Africa is a key strategic partner that we must have a relationship with, because China is all up in Africa. I was in South Africa a couple of years ago, and now the Chinese government is all around. And so from a global strategic standpoint, Africa is a main partner that needs to be. And it's just sad that we're now recognizing that and been overlooking it for years. And this was like a trip that's, you know, for Biden on the way out, as a trip that we should have had on the way in, because there's so many opportunities in Angola and beyond on the continent of Africa that allows us to move forward.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Forward from an economic, I know we look at it just from a military strategic alliance, but there's some economic things that we can do in Africa. So I'm just hoping that the new administration coming in can build on that, but it may not be looking that good, Amari.
Yeah, because like I said, it's one thing to extract all of those minerals from Africa, but it's another thing for the people in Africa to have their own refinery and right. sell an end product rather than having everything dug up and, you know, send somewhere else to make an end product. And there's a lot of things going on in Africa now, especially with the revolution going on, you know, kicking out France, kicking out Western powers, a situation going on with BRICS. And that, I don't know how India is playing a part in that now, because they still want to hold on to the dollar concept.
Right.
But, yeah, Africa right now is booming. Got the youngest population on the planet, got the growingest population on the planet when everybody else is decreasing. And it's just a great opportunity for black people around the world if we can get the stabilization process that's going on in Africa together. A lot of countries are talking about being borderless.
All right.
You know? And so as long as Biden don't have that concept of Christianizing the savages like they always do, you know, when they're thinking about non-white people and taking everything that they have while they, you know, said, well, look up in the sky.
Right.
So, thank you. Kept what's in the sky.
We appreciate that call. Keep it. We got to make sure in Africa, the continent, make it happen, man. We got to also not don't wait on America and all the other countries. If you got those precious metals and materials, we got to learn how to just refine them ourselves. And because remember, if you got somebody coming in from another country, you owe them that. And so they're looking to get paid back. So part of this is, you know, how do we empower and use those precious metals and those diamonds and things that they have? Gold, platinum, they got a lot of stuff in Africa that's meaningful. And a country like Nigeria has shown how you can work in South Africa on the controlling their own and making it happen. So thank you for calling. But we're joined by one of the owners of the stewards, I'm sorry, of Grits and Eggs, Mike Glover. You can call in at 404-726-1380, 404-726-1380. And I just want to just call it Miracle Monday, moving forward. And I want folks to get fired up. This is a whole week with Real Life with LJ. But you hear from Mr. Glover. And go back to Mr. Glover. Dr. T touched on it about the entrepreneur spirit. And let's talk about your concept of Grits and Eggs. And what is it?
Well, the Grits and Egg concept now is sort of like I wanted it to be a version of what Busy Bees was here in Atlanta, where you was going and you can make deals and things happen at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's no hookahs, there's no twerking, you know. There's an atmosphere of old music. We hope to remind younger people what their when they heard this song, their mother or their aunt was cleaning the house, cleaning the room, and when their mother comes, they remember their father from the music that goes, the beautiful music that we have that goes so far back. And it sets an atmosphere for us to sit down and dine together. You know, we keep our diversity strong. We sell halal products, which the Muslims look forward to. They look for these places in order to eat, and we in the middle of neighborhoods that they didn't think we would be. Buckhead, Georgia Tech, Georgia State.
Yes.
You know, the Vinings, and we're representing ourselves. And this is something that Grits and Eggs is getting into. We're not a brunch spot. We're a breakfast spot.
Breakfast spot.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, I did that so that the diversity stays strong. Caucasians don't eat brunch with us.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah, I get
they'll
you.
Have breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Come 11 o'clock, it starts fading to black. You
right,
feel me?
Right, right.
So, Grits and Eggs, I have a big dream now, and I was telling the doc here, I stop asking God for small things. I start, you know, because everything I've asked for, he's given me.
Mm.
He's given me when I needed it. You understand? As I needed it. You understand? And if you thought I needed it,
well,
I wouldn't change anything in my life. You feel me? But now, I dream big. So
that's what we're talking about. Radio listeners, 1380, please call in. We got the Michael Glover, the steward of Grits and Eggs. Call in with your questions about how to be an entrepreneur, how he did it, how he started. He went from working for someone, being a president, working an executive board, and then moving on to his own. And he's not finished, y'all. This man is not finished. He's just getting started. He's making a difference. So you're tuned in to Real Life with LJ. Come on back in, 404-726-1380. This is someone right here in our community. Great quality food, the experience is wonderful. So you'll be right back.
Here's another one, and another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back. You don't know me like that.
Luda.
Back,
we got Luda, baby.
You don't know me like that.
Eat, yo. All right. Come on. Welcome back to Real Life with LJ. With Dr. T in the house, man. We're making a difference in our community. It's all about empowering, inspiring, because this is Miracle Monday. This is Movement Monday. It's about getting off the couch, getting off your dreams. It's about how do you press on and move forward. And you heard from Mike Glover, the steward, one of the stewards of Grits and Eggs. And now we got one of the best chefs. I mean, you got to eat this man food. I mean, you probably won't gain no weight eating his food. But Chef Razu is in the house. Let's give it up for him, one of the stewards of Grits and Eggs. Give it up. Our chef. Chef, welcome, sir.
Welcome. I appreciate it to be here.
Man, thank you for coming and being a part. We heard your story, the connection with Mike and what he's done, and y'all connected together. But I tell people, in order to eat somebody's food, there's a story behind good food. It's a story. We call it soul food. It's a story. And when you have that story, the passion and the inspiration comes out. And when the food hits the table, I mean, it's about joy. And it's an experience. And I want them to know about who Chef is. I met you at a mental health conference that I was a keynote speaker for. You told your story and how you became a chef. Before you get into that nice menu, because I want folks to get ready to go to Grits and Eggs after this, they can eat every day. They're going to tell me how to get to you and all of that. But talk a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are.
One, food is my passion. Cooking is my passion. I have fun in the kitchen. A lot of times, like, you know, we need things to release, and me releasing is in the kitchen.
Yes. Wow.
So it's favor on me.
Tell them. I know. And tell them about how you came into the business and how you told your story on the stage about being incarcerated and how you got out and how it motivated you to be where you are today.
I'm going to say this. Like, you know, some people get in trouble. Some people learn. Some people don't learn. But an excuse is an invented lie. So if I make up an excuse why I did it, well, I'll be lying to you.
Okay.
Wow. But I can make up an excuse why I'm going to never get in trouble again. And why I do this, because I love what I do.
Right.
And because I love what I do, I like to help people do it.
man, and tell them about what you're trying to get young people more involved in.
We're trying to get young people more involved in the culinary world because, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in these phones, we get caught up in certain things, and food is fun. You can bring people together behind food. You can bring, food is love. You know, and you can taste it in your cooking.
Yes.
So it's just bringing young people together, bringing people together, or working with people and let them know, like, you know, you can be an athlete, you can be a rapper, but guess what? Everybody got to eat.
That's right. Everybody.
Everybody.
And part of being in that field is you're going around Atlanta and the state just talking about being motivated. Talk about being motivated to succeed.
Again, I go back to the excuse thing, because if we make up excuses why we don't want to do things, or we make up excuses why we don't want to follow people. But sometimes we can follow people in a great direction. I'm going to use my partner, Mike Glover, for example. Us meeting and me following was the perfect combination.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he gave me a path, and I walked through the path.
Come on.
And I appreciate that. That, like, you know, some people don't, we kind of, you know, we get caught up in titles,
right,
and we forget that. But that's something I'll never forget, because the right place and the right time, God put us in the right place and the right time for a reason.
And now you're a steward just by meeting. It wasn't really a just meeting. That meeting was ordained to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And it's now went from one restaurant in Vinings to now having 5 different restaurants. And last one I saw in Summer Hill, now you're closer to me. I'm so glad. So I was going all the way to Vinings to get my food, me and Dr. T. Talk about the menu. What do y'all serve?
We got a catfish, shrimp, and grit that's out of control.
Oh, man. I see it right now.
And the beignets. I can't leave the out beignets, the beignets.
Holy and sanctified. I understand it. I'm mad you don't have any with me today for you, but it's all good. I'll probably go there after the show.
The catfish and grits. My favorite was the shrimp and grits.
Yes.
I don't know what you type of sauce you had in it and how you do those grits, but man, that thing was,
And the grits always good.
Consistency.
Always good. Consistency.
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 With me and Mike talk about it every day.
Yeah. Every day.
It's consistency. Yeah. He give me a call and tell me to check the restaurants, and consistency plays a major part in what we do.
And you at the restaurant too now. You just don't operate by the desk or the phone. You at all the restaurants. Talk about how you there.
Again, it's fun and it's therapeutic. It's fun to jump in, even when my partner tell me don't jump in sometimes. But it's fun to jump in because I say it's therapy. And then you want to make sure, you know, if your name is on it, you want to make sure you got that good consistency every day.
Wow. All right, Mike, tell us the locations.
We got first location is 3205 Cumberland, and that's 3 years old. We did that location, it was September 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 4 locations, if anyone hadn't recognized, we just did this in 12 months.
12 months.
12 months. We opened up all 4 locations.
In 12 months. Months.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're going through it.
Yeah,
you understand?
For sure.
But coming out of the pandemic, key thing is that, you know, that's when you made your deal.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to get back into business, but a lot of people wanted you back in business.
Right.
So you cut the deal then. Mm-hmm. You get the lease signed where they was trying to even give it to you.
Right.
Now, after that, you had to find the money to get it done.
Right. Tell us about all your locations, where they are, and how people can get in contact with you, because I want people to go eat this morning.
All right. So we have our Windy Hill location, 2468 Windy Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 2625 Piedmont Road. We have 699 Spring Street. And then we have the one and only 565 Hank Aaron Drive. Across the street from where Hank Aaron hit his home run.
Wow.
You also come see this piano we dedicated to Hank Aaron. Artists came in, turned it out. You know, we want the young people to recognize who Hank Aaron is today, because most of them, you know, they don't even know. They think it's Harriet Tubman's husband or something.
Right. Right.
You know, so we want to keep them relevant.
Right.
And where we at is right there on Hank Aaron Drive. We coming from Harlem and being able to have a restaurant on Hank Aaron Drive when I had this baseball card when I was a kid.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Man, oh, crazy. Man. Are you hiring? Are you looking for people?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for people. Like now, this is a employment season. Right. Everybody's out looking for employment to get Christmas gifts and what have you. You know, we pretty much... staffed at the moment, but we're always on a star search.
Right. You know, trying to star search. Y'all heard that? It's looking for that star.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got owners. These are stewards in here, W-A-O-K. They're not just looking for you to work. They're going to help you get to your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. And that's the difference. They just not just bringing you in. They're trying to make you a star. And that's why I love these guys. I love the concept. I love the experience that you get when you go to Grits and Eggs. You're going to support a black business. These folks are on a journey that has not, that's not going to stop. I mean, it's unlimited in where they're going. I mean, the sky is not the limit for where Mike and our chef is going, because they put their work, they put their heart into the business aspect of doing it. They did 12 restaurants in 12 months. Four restaurants. I'm sorry. I'm speaking into existence. I mean, okay. I mean, that may be 12 restaurants. 12. Man, you move that thing along. But four restaurants in 12 months. But the experience you get going there, the food, the quality, the service is just par excellence. And I've really enjoyed it. My wife and Dr. T, you know, when we drove all the way to Vinings to go there, that was something. But I just want you all to reach out to them. They're here in our Atlanta area. I want to thank y'all for being a part of our radio listening audience, 1380 WAOK. This is about news and talk, and you on with Real Life with LJ, Grits and Eggs. Y'all go support them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.